I know you have a busy schedule for the anti-hunger march around Western Massachusetts next week. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, we're going to walk 43 miles led by Monty Palmonte. This is Monty's the annual Monty's March. But we're going to walk 43 miles, hopefully to raise awareness about the problem of hunger within our communities, but also to raise money for the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. I mean, last year we raised $150,000. It was an incredible display of generosity by this community. But that $150,000 is about a half a million meals for people in need in our community. And, you know, look, I'm as depressed as anybody in the aftermath of this election, but I think the way I want to deal with my angst is by doing good things in the community. And I think all of us need to step up and understand that we have a lot of people in our cities and towns who are hungry, who are food insecure, and they don't fit any stereotype. I mean, some of them are homeless, some of them are unemployed, many of them work. They work full time, but they earn so little that they still need to rely on the food bank. So, I'm trying to, you know, stretch and get in shape. And I hope I pass the 43 miles. I did it last year, but it's an important cause, and I hope the whole community will participate.
Statistics-wise, how endemic is this problem in your district in the Pioneer Valley?
Well, there are a lot of people, not only in the Pioneer Valley, but throughout Massachusetts and throughout the country. There are about 43 million Americans who are food insecure or hungry. And one of the things that people sometimes don't appreciate, you know, is the fact that in some of the rural areas, some of the smaller towns, hunger is a bigger problem. In cities, people oftentimes have easier access to places where they can get food, not so in the rural communities. And one of the places we're going to stop along the way is the Amherst Survival Center, which does a lot of incredible work with people who are struggling, providing health care support, providing counseling and guidance, but also providing food. And, a couple of years ago when we stopped there, all the clients that went to the Amherst Survival Center presented me with some paper plates with little messages on the paper plates that they wrote for my colleagues in Congress. And I brought all those paper plates with me to Washington, and I read those paper plates aloud on the House floor, where people talked about the importance of SNAP, about the importance of child nutrition programs and school feeding and summer feeding, and they urged Congress not to cut SNAP anymore. And that's one of my worries as we approach next year. I mean, the Republicans control the House and the Senate. Donald Trump is now president. I mean, I'm afraid that they're going to go after programs like SNAP and programs like child nutrition. So we need to do what we can locally to step it up, but we also need to be prepared for a fight in Washington next year.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the results. How did you, as a Democrat, going back to as you've mentioned, the minority party in the House and a White House being turned over to the Republicans end up in this predicament?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's important to note that Hillary won the majority of votes across the country. She's now up by 1.3 million votes. That's unbelievable in many respects. That's a bigger margin than John F. Kennedy received when he won the presidency, and George Bush when he won the presidency, and Richard Nixon in 1968 when he won the presidency. But be that as it may, we have a kind of a convoluted system, which I think we ought to take another look at. But look, Donald Trump clearly tapped into some of the anger and the frustration that a lot of working class, especially white working class men and families were feeling, especially in the Midwest. And what I find frustrating is that if you look at Hillary's platform or the Democratic platform that Bernie Sanders had a big role in writing, I mean, we have the policies and we have the solutions that can help make their lives better. All Donald Trump offered was bombast and this empty rhetoric. But, he wants to do tax reform by giving millionaires bigger tax breaks, but people in the middle class, nothing. So I think we have to kind of do some, analysis here as to why we didn't connect. What policies do we need to adjust and make more reflective of what the need is out there? But I think we can do that. But the one thing that I feel is important is that it is important that it is vital that we don't give up, that we understand that there's a lot at stake. And even though the Republicans control the Congress and Donald Trump is in charge of the White House come January, that doesn't mean we don't have a voice. That doesn't mean we don't have influence. That doesn't mean we don't have power. We need to use every ounce of energy we have to fight for working families, to fight for those struggling in poverty, to fight to make sure that we don't turn our backs on climate change, and to make sure that we don't allow Mr. Trump to take us into more unnecessary wars.
Congressman, do you support former Speaker Pelosi to remain as the leader of the House Democrats?
I absolutely do. I think she's an extraordinary leader. I've worked with her closely, and I've watched how, you know, she's been able to outsmart the Republicans on a lot of occasions to protect a lot of programs that we think are important. I mean, she was, you know, she helped fight against the privatization of Social Security. She helped stop the Republicans from block granting Medicare and Medicaid. And so, you know, she's able to, you know, to keep our caucus together. She's an incredible campaigner and an effective fundraiser. And I think her values are the values of most people in this country. So, you know, it's not Nancy Pelosi's fault that we didn't win the election. You know, there were a lot of other factors going on. But I think she's been a great leader. She has my support.
Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts will be taking part in Monty's March, the 43-mile anti-hunger march that begins Monday at 7 a.m. And Congressman, I know you'll get deeper into the political questions, which will remain the next time you're around on the Congressional Corner. We thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, and say a prayer that I make it all 43 miles.
Okay, we will.
Okay, bye.
Thank you very much.